Yeah, tonight's story is called Little Cat and the
Big Red Bus.
Yes, The Big Red Bus by Jane Godwin and Anna Walker. Here we go. Little Cat is very small. She is the smallest on the bus. Every day when school is over, Little Cat finds a seat. She would like to sit with her sister, but her sister sits with the big children. She would like to sit in the special spot up the front, but someone else always gets there first. The big children push and shove. They rumble and bumble. They laugh and talk up the back. Sometimes they fight, even when they are happy. It is always the same, every day. The bus goes up and the bus goes down. The bus goes over and the bus goes around. The bus goes through and the bus comes out. The bus stops and starts and stops and starts again. And at last it is time for Little Cat to get off. "Come on," says her big sister, and they run up the hill to home. But one day her sister was sick, so Little Cat had to go to school all on her own. It was a long day, and when it was over, Little Cat got on the bus by herself to come home. The sun shone on the window and made her feel warm. The bus went up and the bus went down. The bus went over and the bus went around. The bus went through and the bus came out. It stopped and started and stopped and started. Little Cat felt very sleepy, and there was no big sister to tell her when to get off the bus. Little Cat closed her eyes, and the bus rumbled on. More children got off, and more children, until there was only one child left on the bus.
Yeah.
And it stopped, but it did not start again. Look, who's that?
The driver.
That's the bus driver leaving for the day.
Yeah.
She missed her stop. She fell asleep, Rory.
Yeah.
And now the bus is in the yard, and Cat is fast asleep on the bus. Oh no. It was dark when Little Cat woke up. She opened her eyes. She was all alone. Little Cat's legs wobbled. Poor little Cat. Where was she? Where had all the other children gone? "I want to go home," cried Little Cat. How would she ever find her way? But wait, who's that coming back?
Bus driver.
Someone was coming. It was the driver of the big red bus. "I missed my stop," whispered Little Cat. The driver picked up Little Cat and carried her to the front. He found a warm blanket. "Off we go," he said. The driver started the bus. Lights shone. The engine roared. The bus swung around the corner and they were off.
Through a tunnel.
The bus went through and the bus came out. The bus went over and the bus went around. The bus went up and the bus went down.
Mum, what does that say?
That says the.
The.
Bus.
Bus.
Went over.
Went
and
over.
The bus went around.
Around.
Yes. This time there was no pushing and shoving, no rumbling and bumbling. There was only the nighttime, the blanket, Little Cat and the bus driver. Little Cat up the front in the special spot, all the way home. Look, there's her family coming running out to see her. They must have been so worried.
I'm only counting these.
That was a nice story.
I'm only counting these.
She must have been very scared, Rory, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, would you be scared if that happened to you?
I wouldn't.
We will. We will.
These words,
yeah.
And then count these.
We will. Would you be scared if that happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was lucky that she had a nice bus driver who brought her home, huh?
Yeah.